Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For decades now, more and more companies have come to embrace sustainability, but our next guest says there is still a long way to go. John Mindel is with Furman University's Center for Corporate and Professional Development, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Tell us about your sustainability program.
It's a real business approach to the program. What we try to do is frame this concept of sustainability as it relates to their particular business. You got two time horizons in business. You got the current horizon, which business really tries to focus on their operating efficiencies, you know, controlling their costs, maintaining their brand. And then you've got the longer term horizon where businesses realize they have to continually reposition themselves in order to grow. We say, okay, how can we look at your facilities? How can we look at your operating processes, the things you do, whether you're in a manufacturing setting or you're in a service setting? And how can we look at your marketing and your innovation, your position in the market? And finally, how can we look at the people that are involved to make this happen, your stakeholders, whether they're your suppliers or your employees? How would some of the concepts of sustainability make sense in each one of those quadrants?
We've been hearing more and more that companies, employees, and customers are requesting the corporate leaders to embrace sustainability.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We've had, I think, 95 companies and over 125 attendees go through this certification process. What we have seen or heard from most of our students is that not only in the consumer market, but also in the business-to-business market, they're getting a lot of pushback. Like, let's take the consumer market. You have consumers now who are going in and looking specifically for products. I mean, the most successful sustainable product is probably the Energy Star label. They're looking for things that are labeled to be more correct in terms of what they're pursuing. For example, the blue flag on beaches is a big sustainability certification people are looking for. Organic, things like that. Then you have, on the business side, business to business, they're looking for certain types of information and certifications from other businesses that inures them to make a position about their product. For example, you have Green Seal, which is a cleaning product.
What are the roadblocks that you run across where companies are resisting sustainability? Is it strictly the bottom line?
You get a couple. I think a lot of it originally was just pure ignorance. I think when they heard this, they thought this was just a political manifesto, and it was basically the government intruding upon the rights of the individual or the corporation. But once they started to see and hear business cases where some major companies to small companies were making headroads in terms of lowering their operating costs in the current day environment and repositioning their business model for the future, they all of a sudden woke up and said, hey, you know, this has value. I mean, there's stated business cases all over the place where companies have saved millions of dollars by taking on these initiatives.
Can you give us an example or two?
You think about some of the big ones. I mean, obviously, energy is a big cost. Obviously, waste is a big cost. Everything that a company throws out, our dollars gone. You can never recover it. There's time and significant resources spent in managing and disposing of that waste. So you're finding all across the U.S. right now, major manufacturers are initiating what they call zero waste strategies. DuPont, Honda, BMW here in the upstate, where they're basically eliminating trash. They're forcing their organization, their operating processes, and their employees not to create trash. I mean, I've been in places where there's no trash cans at all. And if you think about that, every single dollar you can save through trash elimination drops to the bottom line. But it also has tertiary effects in terms of you freed up other resources to do other things. We're seeing it in Dow Chemical, Kroger Foods. We're seeing it in hospital systems where they can do it. Now, there is some waste in hospitals you can't eliminate, specifically red bag waste. But reduction of waste is a very significant move in the U.S.
Where is the waste going? There's obviously some recyclability there. What about the rest?
Well, what we're starting to see being pushed and rationalized are these circular models, the redesign of products. For example, Timberland, footwear company, they're now working with certain tire manufacturers that basically have designed the tire so that when the tire's life, the tread is worn out and gone, it can be bought into the manufacturing process and used as soles on some of their shoes and boots. That's the idea of a circular economy. Instead of throwing things away, we bring them back in and reconstitute them for at use, the original purpose, or if the commodity price goes up, greater use.
Well, John, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
No problem.
John Mindel is with Furman University's Center for Corporate and Professional Development. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his department posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.